Amber, Book 2 of the Smuggler's Wife series. Written by Deborah Challoner and read by Louise Crawford. Kitty hung over the rail of the catapult, watching rubbish bob past the hull as the schooner eased herself into Sydney Harbour. It was hot, even out there on the water, and Kitty's shirt was sticking to her back, although it was only 9 o'clock in the morning. Bodhi, the ship's cat, lay curled in the centre of a rope coil at Kitty's feet, her black fur sleek and gleaming. This was the first time they had been back to Sydney since everything that had happened 4 years earlier, when Y had died in a small tenement in a narrow street on the rocks. Now it was time for Kitty to fulfil her promise to her dear friend and to Y's father Haunui. They had come to collect Y's bones and take them back to New Zealand, where she belonged.
"I'd forgotten how hot it gets here,"
Rayon said as he appeared beside her. Kitty turned to look at him. He was tired, and there were dark shadows beneath his eyes. It had been a rough trip this time around the Cape of Good Hope and across the lower latitudes, very rough. And they hadn't yet recovered from the shock of losing Sharky during a brief sojourn in Durban. As usual, he'd been in a pub all night, and as he left, he was set upon by a group of seamen he'd had an altercation with earlier and was stabbed in the throat. He had died almost immediately, his blood seeping into the dirt of a Durban street, as the rest of the crew stood over him in helpless silence. Knowing that his first love had always been the sea, they had taken his body back to the catapult, wrapped him in a weighted sail, and lowered him into the ocean the following day. So now, they were a crew member short, but Rion wasn't in a hurry to take anyone else on. Waiting, Kitty suspected, until the wound left by Sharky's death was a little less raw. Even she missed him, and Sharky had been the only one of the catapult's crew she had never really taken to. They had been all over the world during the past 3 years, buying, selling, trading, and doing a little bit of smuggling when the situation made the opportunity worthwhile. Rion never referred to it as smuggling, though. He liked to say that they were providing a service to those in need by furnishing at a competitive price certain items that various authorities frowned upon, such as alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. It had long since ceased to bother Kitty, as Rion was always fairly circumspect regarding whom he supplied with what, and never did anything his conscience could not live with. If pioneers and settlers wanted to drink and smoke themselves into a stupor, then who was he to deny them? But if they insisted on actively forcing their rule onto the natives of the land in which they had settled, then he felt morally obliged to supply those natives with the means to fight back. It was a matter of principle, he had said to Kitty on several occasions.